WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Well, we are very, very excited. Franz Nicolai is here. Good morning, sir.
Thanks, Ted. Good morning.
Well, all right, let people know, we asked a trivia question. What state were you born in, and you were born in the state of?
New Hampshire, the Granite State.
Yes.
Live free or die.
Justin Patterson in Richmond called in, and he got the tickets because he figured out that you were born in the Granite State.
Yeah, it's like people don't have Google.
No, like that, I was telling you off the air, but that's made radio contesting so hard, you know? Like, people just Google stuff, and then, boom, there's the answer.
Yeah.
Well, you, sir, bit of sad news for you. You know, you're back with us. You were here last April, or August, rather, and played off your iPod.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun, fun hour. And today we're going to do some different things. It's going to be great. Looking forward to it. Last night you played at the Twisted Branch TV Bazaar here in Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight you're in Richmond at the Camel. Now, recently, you made headlines as you announced your decision to leave the Hold Steady.
It's true.
After 5 years with the band. I'm sure this is a question you've answered daily since then, but why?
Well, you know, just boring old artistic differences.
Yeah?
No, I mean, 5 years, we did, you know, three great records and,
right.
and played, you know, 2,000 shows, and it seemed like a good time to do something different.
Well, the question that people are always asking, you know, was it amiable? Is the door completely shut for you in the band, or what's going on?
It's everything's fine.
Yeah.
They got a new guy lined up to play the keyboards, and the future is the future.
Yeah. Well,
I sound like a jock given in a post game interview. there's nothing more interesting to say about it.
Right. It was just time.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, that's nice because you're always busy with a ton of projects. You're a vaudevillian through and through, and that's not an adjective I can throw out to every artist. So we've talked before about your love of Jimmy Durante and such,
yep.
But you are definitely a performer. You've got a new project out called Complicated Gardening Techniques. What can you tell us about this?
Complicated Gardening Techniques is my first story collection.
Story collection?
Yeah. There's a small press in Brooklyn called Julius Singer Press that wanted me to do a series of chapbooks over the course of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the first edition of that. It's got five stories. So that's out now. The next one will be in May. The next one will be in September. And then early next year, we'll anthologize them in a proper hardcover release.
Now, what type of stories are these? Are these kid bedtime stories? Or are these adult kind of narratives?
I would say they're adult stories, but not with a capital A.
Just more adult themed.
Adult themed, yeah. I mean, somewhere there, yeah, yes.
All right.
Loosely fictionalized, as most of the songs are also things that that actually happened.
Well, in August, we did talk about your love of fiction, especially because you're in a book club, and you guys read a book by Alan Moore called The Watchmen.
Yeah, well, it's a particular kind of book club. It's a songwriter collective, really.
Oh.
A songwriter circle, where Susan, who runs the thing, assigns all of us every month a book.
Right.
And then we read it and write songs about it, one or two songs. And everyone gets together on the first Tuesday of every month at Goodbye Blue Monday in Bushwick, Brooklyn. If any of your listeners end up up in Brooklyn any first Tuesday, we get up and play them. And it's a great exercise and a really fun thing.
Well, as a guy who's always busy, do you find it hard not only just to sit down and enjoy a book, but also to pen a new tune about it?
Well, it's just part of the discipline of doing anything. If this is my full-time job, which it is, just like any other job, I got to get up and work. So any excuse to make myself get my butt in the chair and write a song is a good one.
How long have you been involved with this Musicians Book Club?
The whole thing had only started January of last year, so it's just started the second year, and there's going to be an MP3 CD compilation of all the songs from the first year coming out, I think, next month at the club.
Oh, that's awesome. We look forward to that. Well, but we were talking about your love of The Watchmen, and you wowed everyone last time you were in town, especially me, being a big fan of the graphic novel, with a song you performed, and you teased us with playing a recorded version you already had, but today, sir, will you perform this ballad for us live?
Yeah, sure.
Yes! All right. I've been waiting all weekend for this, ladies and gentlemen. Franz Nicolai, live.
I mean, to be fair, my love of The Watchmen would be an overstatement. I've only ever read two graphic novels in my life, and that was one of them for the club, but I did love it.
Well, you read the one, though, so that's great.
I did read, yeah, I suppose so. All right, the greatest, 2009's greatest mariachi disco tribute to a retired superhero, The Ballad of Hollis Wadsworth Mason, Jr.
Start off with the saddest thing you know. Then you got your audience, and then it's all your show. A man's wife leaves him, someone's robbed. Someone swallows cyanide, someone strung up by a howling mob. Start off with the saddest thing you know. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's right. And I got away with cars, and I only work at night. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's good. I believe that there's a simple answer when I get under the hood. My grandpa was a moral man, worked the soil and wood. Said the city's evil and the world is irredeemable. We better get back to Montana while we could. I look for heroes, the only things that last, to back absolute value with nothing but a good heart and a mask. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's right. And I got away with cars, and I only work at night. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's good. I believe that I can solve the world's hurt from underneath this hood. And it could be that I sound naive about the true nature of sin. But if the choice is cynicism, rage, or giving in, well, which world would you rather live in? In May of 62, I'm 42 years old. The game has changed, I'm obsolete. It's a strange world for heroes. Worms in the apple, eating us from inside. Maybe good and justice are old-fashioned values. Even ours have pride. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's right. And I got away with cars, and I only work at night. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's good. And I believe that I can solve the world's hurt from underneath the hood. So start off with the saddest thing you know. And then you got your audience, and then it's all your show. Start off with the saddest thing you know.
WNRN live in studio with Franz Nicolai. You know, when I hear you perform that piece, I think about many, many things. First, of course, is the book, The Watchman, which is just so easy. My wife and I recently got the big DVD or Blu-ray version of the thing with the graphic novel inside the thing, and it's just a 5-hour version of the movie.
Okay.
And the whole time, every time Hollis Wadsworth came on screen, his character was like, yeah, Franz!
I just saw that movie for the first time a couple of weeks
ago. Oh, what did you think?
I thought that I had already read the book,
yeah,
and it was it was such an exact replica of the book.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it added anything to my experience.
No, except for the ending being slightly different, which I don't want to give away, but
yeah,
it's just, you know, a straight-on version of the book.
Almost frame by frame.
Yeah, which is a little eerie.
Yeah.
Well, The other thing I think about is, you know, the accordion, which a lot of people give some slack to because they don't really consider a rock and roll instrument, mm-hmm. or they think mainly just polkas and stuff like that. It's also a very, you know, you watch someone that can really play the instrument, and you're kind of blown away at how much skill it takes. How long have you been playing the accordion?
Almost 10 years now, actually, which is kind of funny to think about. My dad came from a German immigrant family, uh-huh. and his grandfather had brought an accordion over in the late 50s so his son could play him polkas and waltzes. And he, of course, as a child of the 60s, hated it.
Yeah.
Took a knife to the bellows, actually, oh my once God. When he was 9 years old, a butcher knife, so he wouldn't have to go to his accordion lesson. But God bless him, he kept it around. And so when I started listening to the band and that sort of thing, I was happy to have it.
Is that it?
That's not it.
Oh, okay.
I did tour with his for years and years, and it finally got so beat up from touring that it's no longer roadworthy. It sits on a shelf. Actually, when I moved into my new apartment in August, my dad came down and we built a custom shelf for all the accordions.
Yeah.
Because my girlfriend's also an accordion player, so we have about 7 accordions in the house. Stacked up on the shelf.
Well, that's a rag of friends. This one looks fairly vintage, though. What year is this model?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
It's,
yeah.
It's vintage of 3 more years of touring is what it is. I took it into the repairman after the last run of Hold Steady shows, and he said, what do you do to this thing?
Yeah.
He said, it's not even worth it for you to repair it. I said, just get it back in working order, and I'll take it back. It doesn't have to be pristine.
Well, now that you're, you know, out on your own doing solo stuff, do you see yourself just doing the solo man, one-man show for a while, or do you see yourself getting into a new band, developing another sound? What's next for Franz Nicolai?
Well, I always like to be I never like to be involved in just one thing at a time.
You're right.
I'm bored really easily. So there's the writing thing, the set of books. I'm going to be doing solo touring. You know, I'm not ruling out playing keyboards in a rock band again.
Right.
There's, you know, that's certainly a possibility. I have this band called Guignol, which is a Balkan-y, klezmer-y, circus-y four-piece that just put out a record, and we're doing a film soundtrack for a silent film for a series in Philadelphia called the Diaspora series. We're gonna do a live score to an old Russian animated film. So that pretty much gets us through June.
You know, it's people like you that really annoy me because, you know, I'm here doing the 9-to-5, thinking that I've got a busy life. You know, I got the wife, the pets, everything, you know, my own club I'm in. And then you come in here and tell me all this stuff you're doing. You make me sound lazy, pal.
Yeah, but you pretty much, you know, you're still going to be getting paid around you. I have a pretty good idea when the money runs out.
Well, this is public radio, sir.
Oh, that's all right. Okay.
Well, if we can, please, can we hear another song this morning?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. It's Franz Nicolai live in studio late for work on WNRN.
So this will be a banjo number. I had a person ask me recently, said, you seem like a pretty cheerful guy, and what's your secret? And I said, well, I don't know if this is exactly the answer that you're looking for, but it's because I have low expectations. And I don't mean that in a cynical way, but I have limited expectations about what every day is going to bring and what I'm going to get from the people that I meet. And so as a result of that, I live in a near constant state of being pleasantly surprised. Here's a song about a little bit about that, about little white lies that it takes to get through life. It's called This Is Not a Pipe. Or Ceci n'est pas un pipe, if you're fancy.
This is not a chair. That is not a table. This is not a cup. That is not a kettle. It is not raining. My shoe is not untied. I have not been unhappy my whole life. This is not a wall, that is not a ceiling. This is not a scrape, and I don't know that feeling. Not a spoon, not dirty dishes, not a knife. I have not been unhappy my whole life. All the lies I've ever told will come back to me one day. But if this rain keeps coming, we can wash the world away. All the lies I've ever told will come back to me one day. But if this rain keeps coming, we can wash the world away. This is not your hand, that is not my rim. This is not your farewell kiss, and those are not your lips. And I became a writer, you became my wife. And I was not unhappy my whole life. So all the lies I've ever told will come back to me one day. If this rain keeps coming, it'll wash the world away. And all the lies I've ever told will come back to me one day. If this rain keeps coming, it'll wash the world away. If it keeps coming, it'll wash the world away. If it keeps coming, it'll wash the world away.
Franz Nicolai, live in studio. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, make sure you get out to the Camel tonight in Richmond. He's going to be performing live for you. And also later on this week, you're going to be on another program here in WNRN, Scott Punk's No Losers. And not to give anything away, because their hosts are here. Hi, Emily. But you're, what do you have in mind for Scott Punk's? They're very excited that you're going to be helping out with this week's show.
There will be some punk rock, and there will be some Scott Punk rock.
Nice. That's a good thing. Way to go.
Giving away the trade secrets here.
All right. One more tune. And what's up this time?
I think I'll do this Warren Zevon cover I like to do.
Oh, sweet.
I was in the UK on tour in the fall, mm-hmm. and I got my first individual work visa for that sort of thing, and it was Category 5, professional entertainer and athlete.
Athlete? How did you get branded as an athlete?
I think it's just a category, but still, oh, okay. I was pleased to be certified by a foreign national government
as an
in
athlete.
My chosen career.
All right, Franz Nicolai, musician, writer, performer, and athlete. Live on there.
Saw a woman in two, but you won't want to look in the box when I'm through. I can make love disappear. For my next trick, I'll need a volunteer. I can pull a rabbit out of a hat. I can pull him out, but I can't put him back. I can make love disappear. For my next trick, I'll need a volunteer. Step right up for my next trick. I'll need a volunteer. 'Cause it's lonely up here when the tricks have been played. The spotlight has faded. The plans that we made have fallen apart. It's lonely as hell, and there's no magic spell for a broken heart. So put me in chains and I will escape. You better not wait up, I might be late. I can make love disappear. So for my next trick, I'll need a volunteer. Step right up for my next trick. I'll need a volunteer. Step right up for my next trick. I'll need a volunteer. Step right up for my next trick. I'll need a volunteer.
Oh, outstanding fun. Franz Nicolai live in the studio this morning on Late for Work on WNRN. We thank you so much, Franz, for being with us today. And, of course, catch him tonight at the Camel in Richmond. Tickets are still available at the door. And we have another pair of tickets to give away later today. We'll have another pair of tickets for tonight's show to hand out. And, of course, you're helping out Scott Punk's No Losers later on this week. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here.